Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, I Can Relate.
Hey friends, thanks for joining me today and taking a moment to listen. I'm especially excited about this episode because my husband, Stephen, is joining me. He's Woo-hoo! Sitting right here.
Yes.
Give a shout out.
Hey, I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me back. So this is my second time on the podcast, so I'm assuming things went pretty well the first time that you would have me back, or you, maybe you're desperate for guests. I don't know.
But. No.
No, just joking.
No.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I mean, we are in quarantine here, right?
Yes.
The whole world is. And so it's great. You're already here. I don't have to get anyone else.
The choice was between me, Marcus, or Miles. So I guess I won out. No, I'm glad to be back, and I'm excited for this episode.
Yes, and I am. I really am truly happy when he can come on the podcast. I just enjoy doing life with him in general, and this is a lot of fun, too. And he's a fabulous speaker. I really have to actually work at it. So
you're great. You're the one with the podcast.
I know. I'm coming out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, you're doing great. It's a great podcast.
Thank you very much.
Especially the ones that I'm on. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Mr. Limelight.
Yes.
Okay, so today's episode, friends, is called Mastering the Mundane. And I feel the content that Stephen will bring today will help us during these really strange and even scary days that we're facing. And not so much the content is going to like help us and comfort us as far as... scary times.
Bring some sanity.
But yes, that's exactly right. We are doing a lot of mundane things every single day. I feel like I'm living in the kitchen. Tonight we went to Chick-fil-A and that was like, woo, I didn't really have to cook.
Celebrate.
Anything. So we're doing a lot of mundane things. And even when there's not this virus, you know, going around, I still think there are many times that we do mundane things and it can get really boring fast. And he's going to kind of expound on even like the goals that we had talked about before, how we, the podcast that was called Simplifying the Goals. I don't even know if I'm actually saying the title right, but anyways.
We'll go back and check.
We'll go back and remember what I titled that. But I think it will help you with that. I know like right now it almost feels like your goals could be like shot, right? Because it's just like you're, I don't know, COVID-19 is like literally in my brain every single day. But anyways, we have to be really creative with the brains that God has given us. Mm-hmm. And especially during this time, and especially if you have little kids, I mean, even older kids, I don't know, I don't have teens yet, but I feel like littler kids, you just have to entertain them a little bit more. So, and then just yourself too, just trying to occupy yourself and not occupy your mind with, you know, negative things, because that can make these times worse. But he's going to be talking about how you can master the mundane. And I really am very excited. I have heard him speak on this. He spoke at a church in the area here. And really, I told him, it was like probably one of the best messages I've ever heard him speak. And it really did come from just truly, of course, your heart, but just what God has really done in your life. And I know we keep kind of going back to the weight loss thing, but obviously to lose the amount of weight that you've lost, and I'll let you tell that in your part of the podcast, but you do really have to kind of master that mundane. And I am not really good at this. So he's my therapist. Sure. No. He has to help me all the time.
No.
With mastering the mundane. So
I charge a lot. I don't know if you can afford me. No, I'm just joking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So to kind of give some context, because some people may be listening to this, who knows, like a year from now, and they're kind of like, what are they talking about? Right. So currently right now in our country.
Really? You think in a year, like somebody won't know that this ever went on?
Maybe. You never know.
They would have to be like.
What was that thing that happened a year ago where like the entire country was shut down? What is that called?
Word.
So obviously right now we're all kind of quarantined. The entire country is dealing with this coronavirus. And in our state where we live, Maryland, they actually today just did a stay in place where you can't leave your house except for like to go to the grocery store or go to the hospital or something. And so, and this has been going on. Yeah, essentials.
Well, but they can outside. You said there's, you can still go outside.
You can go outside. Yeah. Yeah. But that's about it.
You can go to parks, but.
That's about it. You can't go to Starbucks though. That needs to be on the essential list. I'm going to talk to the governor about that. But so, so basically we've been in kind of quarantine and things have been shut down. A lot of people have been stuck in the house. And during this time, there's two kind of approaches you can take. The one approach can be, okay, look, I'm just going to, like, this is my opportunity, like, to veg and catch up on Netflix and just, like, enjoy this time. But then after, like, 24 hours or 48 hours of, like, nonstop binge watching or, you know, just kind of, like, going wild and just allowing your hair down and relaxing, now you're kind of like, okay, I need to kind of move on with my life even though it feels like life has stopped. And it's a very kind of mundane time, right? And just kind of where this comes from, Master of the Mundane, I appreciate you, you know, allowing me to share this because I have been on a weight loss journey. I am on a weight loss journey to date. So I started January 2018. And as of today, matter of fact, I weighed myself today and my total loss, I've lost 207 pounds as of today. And so
I didn't even know that. I mean, yeah. I've known you lost the 200, but
yeah, I only tell you if you ask and you do ask, but sometimes, you know, hey, yeah, we're busy right now. And so,
well, and then sometimes I think like, oh, maybe he didn't say anything to me today. Yes. So maybe he actually didn't lose.
It's very touchy sometimes.
Like, so I don't, yeah.
So 207 pounds. And in that journey, I've kind of gleaned some things and learned some things, and that's referring to like the message that you're talking about. I was asked to like share it at a church kind of what I've learned in this journey. So I wrote down five principles that I learned that I didn't know going in, but I've kind of like reflected on. And principle number four is master the mundane. And so that means a lot to me, but for people that are listening, like, what does that mean? Okay. And I wrote down a couple thoughts here. First of all, to go to the scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2 says this. It says, moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. And a man be found faithful. Obviously, we look in the Bible and God honors and blesses faithfulness. And he blesses those that are just faithful to what he has called them to do. And God talks about this. He even requires it here. He says, man, you're required to be faithful. And so maybe you're listening, you're like, man, I don't feel like I'm super talented or maybe I'm not really good at one thing or I don't know what my gifts are or I feel like, man, I don't have a lot to offer. God says, man, I just need you to be faithful, whatever you're doing, right? And so faithfulness sounds really good. Like, man, I want to be faithful. But we could also sometimes maybe substitute the word faithful for mundane, right? So maybe not trying to change the scriptures, but you know, in some ways, God is saying more is required in stewards that a man be found mastering the mundane, just being good at the simple things, being faithful at the things that nobody notices, no one's going to give you praise for, no one's going to recognize, but you still have to be faithful at it. And this time, I think, is very essential to that because we can allow our minds to wander in fear. We can allow our lives to get disheveled. Our schedules are flipped upside down. Our kids are home when they should be at school, and we're home when we should be at work, and life is kind of flipped upside down because there's no place to go. And if we're not careful, we'll just kind of let things go. We'll miss out on our goals and we won't redeem this time. And so even though this time can be, there can be times in our lives where it seems a little boring, a little mundane, how do we master that and how do we accomplish things through that time to get us to where we want to go, right? Getting through the mundane is exactly, that's the goal. You have goals that you've set. Now you have to get through the mundane parts to reach those goals, okay? And so one of the things I wrote down was you have to get really good at doing the really boring. I'll say that again.
Yeah.
You have to get really good at doing the really boring. And just from my context, all right? So I'm just sharing with
you
my...
And there's some really boring stuff out there.
Yes,
that
there
we
is,
have to
right?
Do.
And you're like, these are things I don't want to do, but I have to do them, right? And so like if you're, you know, for you, like, right, Becky, I mean, it could be, you know, the things you do around the house or taking care of, you know, getting us meals or something. It's just kind of the mundane things of life, doing the laundry, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so on and so forth. In my context, when it comes to my weight loss journey, people ask me, I've had many people ask me, they've said, man, what are you doing? Like, you know, like, what is it that you're doing? Like, tell me, I want to know. And I almost think to myself, and I try to be gracious, But I think you don't really want to know because it's like so anticlimactic that you would think, wow, I would never want to do that. That sounds so boring. And the truth is, it is. You know, for me, I work out, I do yoga, I follow an eating plan, I do several different things. And honestly, like just before I jumped on the podcast, I finished up my yoga. I did 25 minutes. I sat, I laid on a mat. I put my leg up and down. I bent over a couple times. You know, I put my arms up, put them down, and rolled up my mat and went on with my day. You think that's so boring. It is. But if we approach life.
And sometimes it's not just boring. Sorry to interject. No, that's but it's good. Like work.
Yeah.
Like some things might be like, okay, like whatever that.
Yeah, it's
are you
not,
saying your yoga is boring?
No, I'm saying yes, it is. At times, it can be very boring.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it can be, it can just, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like this thing of like, okay, I know what I need to do, and I don't want to do it because what I need to do is not glamorous. It's not rewarding in any way. I don't see the immediate results.
Right.
Like, when I lift my leg 3 times on a yoga mat on a Monday night, I don't get on the scale 5 minutes later and go, wow, I lost 10 pounds by doing that, right? There's no immediate gratification. It's boring. It's mundane. And you've got to master that. A funny illustration that I would like to use in our family is like my son. Like I remember when we first were trying to teach our son Marcus, our oldest, who's 8, how to potty train. We were trying to teach him, right? And we were, you know, you were coming up with all kinds of creative ways. You did a great job with it. I was just more of a cheerleader, right? Yay, okay, good job, Becky, keep training him.
No, I remember, but you were a great help.
I was trying to help, you know, but we found this really cool, like potty, this little potty that basically had a sensor in the potty.
That actually was Miles.
Oh, was that Miles?
Yes. Marcus was just like, sit here and wait till you go. Okay. And then he just kind of learned. No, actually, Miles.
It's all a blur.
Miles was the one that we got the fun potty for.
When you have two kids, 5 and 8, it's all a blur, right? So, excuse me, Miles.
Yeah.
We got a potty for him, and it had this little sensor in the bottom of the potty that basically, when the when the pee hit the potty, it did this little cheer and it went, yay, you and potty, right? It was like the coolest little thing, the cutest thing. And so we'd be like sitting in the living room or something and we'd see Miles get up and he kind of run over to the potty. And then we just kind of wait and hear for that little jingle. And it was like, you know, a couple seconds later, it was, yay, you and potty. And then we'd, you know, yay, Miles, good job. Yeah, we're so excited for him. Now that was when he was like, you know, 2 years old, 3 years old,
yeah.
Right? Well, now he's 5, you know, about to be 6 years old, and he goes to the bathroom all the time in the regular toilet, and nobody cheers for him after he's done. Matter of fact, we say, did you flush the toilet? Did you wash your hands? Right? That's what we say to him.
Yes, because, every time.
Because what once was celebrated is now mundane. It's just something he does, right? And what happens in our lives is, and I'm, you know, walking through this in my own personal life, what happens is when you set out a goal, when you try to accomplish something and you share that or you express that, people are excited for you. Man, like, you know, we're not too far away from January 1st when, you know, someone said, this year I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose this weight and you know, there's a lot of people in your life that will support you. They'll say, yeah, go for it. Right. But now we're entering into April 1st. And all those things that were really glamorous and celebrated on January 1st are now mundane April 1st.
Very true.
And we tend to get discouraged. We tend to feel like nobody cares. What's the big deal if I eat off plan on this day? No one knows what I'm doing anyway. Or, okay, what's the big deal if I skip an exercise
day?
Or
I haven't seen success.
Yes. Even I haven't seen success. So I've already failed. Okay, it's no big deal. Or even like we talk spiritually, what's the big deal? If I don't accomplish my Bible reading goal or something, or I don't spend time with the Lord, nobody knows, it doesn't make a difference. But I'm telling you, it does. If you learn to master the mundane, getting really good at doing the really boring, it's not going to accomplish your goals in that moment, but it's going to lead you to accomplishing the goals and becoming the person that you want to. So I wanted to share with you a journal entry. I write in a journal, and through my weight loss journey, I began a journal. And this is actually my journal entry from January 1st of 2018. This is like the first day I weighed 440 pounds and I was just kind of processing and walking through all of these thoughts and this journey that I was going to be on. And I want to share with you kind of what I wrote. So I wrote down, I will look back on 2017 as a pivotal life-changing year in my life. I really can't even describe all the different emotions I felt in the year. Today is a new day with a new hope. Yesterday, Marcus said I had a big belly. And I told him that I was going to get rid of my big belly. He said, because you don't want to be fat anymore? Wow, that hit me right in the eyes. I have gained nothing by being fat and have lost so much. 2018 is the year I want to keep my head down, backside of the desert, and plan and prepare for the rest of my life. In so many areas, I want to see God do amazing things. I want a richer and fuller life for the glory of God. Here we go. I feel like if I would have shared that, I didn't share that with really anybody when I wrote it. Because I wanted to keep my head down. I didn't want to publicize it. But if I would have put that on Facebook on January 1st and said, here's my journal entry, here's a picture of me, 440 pounds, I think I would have had like hundreds of likes and lots of comments and people like, go for it, Steve. You can do it. You can do it, right? Come on, yeah. Steve. I'm with you. I'm behind you, you know? I think it would have been celebrated, okay?
Sure,
now, I wrote every single day. So now I'm going to pick just a random day in that same year, okay? This is day 29. So this is like basically a month into this journey. So remember, man, here we go. Head down, backside of the desert. I'm going to do this. Man, I'm going to get the victory. Okay, here's day 29. Ready? Today, Marcus is staying home from school because he had a bad cough. I'm excited to weigh myself and continue to make progress for God's glory. Little, right? What once was celebrated is now day 29, mundane. There's no day 365 in this journey without a day 29.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
There's day one, which is great and celebrated. And there's day 365, which I could read day 365 and it shares about what a great year and God did so many amazing things and I lost all this weight in that one year. But I don't get to that day if I don't get through day 29 and day 42 and day 105 and day 27. And I think this is why, you know, this principle is so powerful.
I feel like this is something that is just not just geared towards weight loss. It's
of
like
course
you said.
Not.
I mean,
yes.
We talked about just walking with the Lord and all those things, but it's geared towards many things in life.
I think one of the big things that we're walking through is parenting.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you think about, okay,
when they're leaving the home, we'll be glad that when, you know, it was day 29.
Exactly, right? When they're 18 or 21 and they leaving our home because they will be leaving our home, okay?
we'll be living in our basement.
Exactly. when they're 18 and you feel like, okay, you can kind of breathe a sigh of parental relief and say, okay, we've instilled in them by God's grace, character, and different things. Well, where did that come from? That came from when they were 5 or when they were 9, working with them, being patient with them, sitting down, going through the mundane, if you want to call it that, days of parenting to reap the rewards of a child that, you know, man, is you know, has the right type of character and the right type of outlook for life. We do it for God's glory, but I think also it's important to examine your life. I know, you know, I'm saying this for me, I'm saying this for anyone listening. If there's an area of your life that you're like, oh, I don't want to do that, that's probably the very thing you should be focused on, right? I don't want to deal with that. Or, man, it's boring to me. That's probably the area that you need to say, no, God, give me the grace and strength to really focus on that and master that by his grace, because that's the thing that you're shying away from because you know, okay, I don't want to put forth the effort or it's too much work or I've already failed anyway or what's the big deal or nobody, you know, cares. Mm-hmm. And maybe you had a goal in January and you've already failed it. You think, I don't want to deal with it. Or maybe you had a goal and you think it's not going the way I thought. Take a breath, pause and say, how do I master this? What are the things I need to do? How do I need to adjust my mental, you know, outlook on this so that this doesn't become a drudgery? One of the thoughts you need to consider also is having motivational reasons. Like, like writing down why you're doing it. Like if you want to be a better parent, if you're trying to read more books, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to accomplish a goal, don't just write down the goal. Write down the reason or the result that will happen if you accomplish the goal. And then...
Who shared that with you?
Oh, it was Michael Hyatt. It was... I love Michael Hyatt. And he's a great blogger and leader. And he just kind of talked about, you know, you got to kind of refer back to those motivational reasons that you started the goal to begin with, because by doing that, it kind of jumpstarts you. And so maybe that's you right now. You know, maybe that's one of the listeners right there thinking, man, I don't know if I want to get back to that. Okay, well, if you have a reason why you started the goal in the first place, that may jumpstart you. For example, if I go back to 2018, I have some motivational reasons for my weight loss, right? I've got other goals that I wanted to accomplish and motivational reasons, but I'll tell you the ones at weight loss. So my goal was to lose 141 pounds, right? And I wrote down the reasons why, what would happen if I did this? Because I want to live a long and prosperous life. I want to be able to get life insurance for my family. When you're 440 pounds, they don't just hand you life insurance, right? And I want my wife and sons to be proud of me. I want the respect of my coworkers and peers. I don't want my weight to keep me from any opportunities.
Now, and we were proud of you back
then. Of course you are. Yes, absolutely.
Just to disclose that.
Yes. And again, this is not a weight loss episode, okay? No. I'm just saying mastering the mundane. Okay, so there were moments in the year of 2018 where I was walking through this journey and I literally had to pull up this note and just remind myself why I'm doing this. So just some thoughts there.
I really love it.
And I hope
loved it then, loved it now.
I love you right now. Actually,
thank you very much.
And so yeah, just some thoughts, but I think it's important in all areas of life for sure.
Yeah, it really is, and I do appreciate him and his leadership in our home, and just how he does love us fiercely, and even then he loved us fiercely, and really honestly, I have seen God just take his life, and it's amazing what God can do when we decide to yield something to him and truly allow him to work in our life and to create us to be what we need to be for him so we can bring him the glory that he deserves. And thank you so much for being on the podcast, and of course I'm gonna have you on again.
Oh, thank you very much. I got another invitation. Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah,
one more thought?
Please do.
Is I appreciate even this podcast. You know, I know that you started it, and even, you know, kind of getting out new episodes and making sure there's new content, you know, that can, it's not the most glamorous thing sometimes to, you know, create that content, even though it's fun and I've enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
But I appreciate this podcast. I know it's helped a lot of people and, you know.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been an encouragement to many people. And so I'm just glad to be on and glad to be a part of this, this episode.
And if this has encouraged you in any way, I always ask that you share it with someone. And if you haven't already subscribed, please take time to do that. You also,
right now.
You can also give us a review. Give the podcast a review and let us know how you're enjoying it. And that will also help other people, is what I hear. It will help other people to find, I think, the podcast as well, or something along that line.
Yes, give us 5 stars or don't give us a review.
I thought I heard that somewhere, but you
It's true. Yeah, it's true. It helps it become more seen on the different on the platform. So make sure you give us 5 stars.
So thank you so much again, really, for listening. I look forward to connecting with you again next month on the podcast, and I have some people in the works that I am excited to have on the podcast as soon as this interesting time in our country ends. So we look forward to the next episode coming out in April. I'm not going to say who it is or what it is because it could just be me.
Hey, that'd be all right.
Determining what is happening in the country.
Maybe I interview you next time. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. You know, that might be a great idea. We'll see. But you'll be surprised, you'll be encouraged, and hopefully you'll be helped. But thank you again and have a great day.